know the character he pretended to be. Trong did not approach Sara immediately. In fact, he waited till evening before contriving to stumble into her. They had encountered one another several times during the day. Sara hadn't recognized him. He made his apologies in softly whispered Taglian, while Sara was still too rattled by the collision to give herself away by jumping. I didn't hear what Trong said. I did see Sara's eyes focus and fill with surprised life. She accepted his profuse apologies and went her way. That night, she left the door to her cubicle unlatched. She indulged in the extravagance of leaving her candle burning. Trong arrived very late, when the only priests still awake were the three making the regular midnight offering to Gangesha in hopes of inspiring the god to grant the world another complete daily cycle free from calamity and despair. Trong scratched at the door to Sara's cell. It was a crude wicker thing that would not have thwarted a determined woodchuck. More a symbol of the thing than the thing itself, really. A rag curtain hung behind it, containing the light. Sara let Trong inside, gestured him to a seat upon her mat. The old man sat, taking his due. He looked up at Sara with liquid eyes. I knew he understood the substance of the message he carried, even though he was far too honorable a man to have read it. In that instant, I nearly panicked. I had tried some to teach Sari to read, but she had not picked up much. How would she be able to? She would ask Trong, of course. And then I would find out just how good a friend the old man was. If his secret self sided with Uncle Doge. Sara's manners were perfection, which maddened me. Even though she couldn't serve tea or indulge in any of the other ceremonial delays Nguyen Bao used to avoid getting to the point, she managed to delay the crisis of the visit for 15 minutes.
I have a message, Trong said at last, in a whisper that could not have been heard by someone listening outside the door,
even had that eavesdropper spoken Taglian.
It was delivered into my hand by a stone soldier who carried it north all the way from the last stronghold of the Shadow Masters. He insisted that it be delivered to you. Here.
Sara lowered herself to her knees before him. It was difficult for her. She was getting big. She met his eye, frowning slightly. She did not speak. I don't think she trusted herself to open her mouth.
The soldier of darkness knew where you were. He knew what name you were using. This when I myself did not suspect that you had survived the Tuga. Your family are cunning in their cruelty.
Sara nodded. Still, she did not trust herself to speak. God, she was beautiful.
They knew from half a world away, child. This frightens me. These are terrible times, and terrible people walk among us. Some of them we cannot recognize. The bone warriors appear no more frightful than any others. Yet, a message, uncle.
She used that word as an honorific. Trong was not related in any way.
Yes, I'm sorry. I grow so frightened whenever I spend too much time thinking.
Sara took my letter, stared at it a moment, reluctant to find out what was inside.
But she was happy, too, I could see.
Her husband's brotherhood knew and cared.
Who brought this?
He did not give a name.
He is very young. He is Jaikuri.
Vedna. Low caste.
He has a scar that makes his left eyelid droop, so when you see him from that side,